You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Sad to report the death of one of our best actors, I think. James Gandolfini, star of The Sopranos, Tony Soprano, passed away yesterday after suffering a massive heart attack in Italy. He was 51. Mm-hmm. We're not used to people dying at 51. I mean, it's not...
very young.
Not without it being an accident or car accident or something like that, but had a massive heart attack, they're saying, in his hotel room. He's best known for his role as Tony Soprano. He was great as CIA chief Leon Panetta in Zero Dark 30. That's the last movie that we saw him in. And he's won 3 Emmys. I'm still speaking of him in present tense. You know, it's hard to think that he's gone.
Yeah, right.
I mean, just
a shock.
Yeah,
man.
And I said earlier, I just thought he was like the quintessential guy to play a role where he plays one of the most hateable, most despicable characters ever created, and was able to make us root for him and love him. You know, it's just crazy that we were able to do that. And I think every show that's come since then that's highly acclaimed probably has The Sopranos to thank, like Breaking Bad and Walking Dead Dexter. I'm missing a couple. I can't think which ones I'm missing, but there's a couple. Even shows like Homeland, who take it to a new real place where they kill off regular characters. Because when you honor James Gandolfini, you have to also honor The Sopranos, you know, because he was The Sopranos. And a lot of actors are coming out in support of him. There's videos online of actors that are actually telling how much they will miss James Gandolfini.
Man, I love having those Soprano parties back in the day. It was such a trip because I'd have girls over to my house and we'd watch Sex in the City, where it's football, Sex in the City, then The Sopranos.
That's a good Sunday right there.
Back to back. You wouldn't think it'd be the same person watching both of those.
Right.
Yeah.
Al just wanted Sex in the City.
He just wanted girls at the house.
Yeah.
All going right.
Facebook is promising a big idea is about to be revealed. Speculation is that Facebook is about to announce the addition of video to its Instagram service. Did you know that Facebook owned Instagram?
I heard about it.
Yes,
I know that Facebook.
They became bazillionaires overnight when Facebook bought Instagram, and Instagram had nothing at the time.
And you know, Facebook lets you hashtag now.
Saw that.
Yeah, you can hashtag on Facebook.
Well,
now.
People were doing it anyway.
Yeah, but you're stupid if you.
And then you were getting mocked for
right.
it.
Well, yeah, but when you share your Instagram photo, unless you change the copy, you know, that you put in there.
You can't put hashtags.
It's going to be hashtagged and look weird on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, 655 million people get on Facebook's mobile app every day. 655 million.
Which works wonderfully, by the way.
It's the worst app of any social media service ever.
It's horrible.
Terrible.
I don't post with it, but I check with it.
Does that make
sense?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Posting sucks.
Last year, Facebook hit the headlines when it bought Instagram, although the company has been quietly acquiring new firms, Spool, Snap2, and Threadzy, to name a few. Instagram was by far the largest investment they've made, and they're going to add videos to Instagram. What do you guys think of this?
Love it.
You can already do videos on Snapchat and other apps, of course.
Okay, so Snapchat it erases unless you save it before when you take it yourself. And Instagram, it would be great, especially if you can. The problem with these apps, and I know this is kind of nerd talk for people that don't care, but that you can't use a video that you've already taken just in video on your iPhone or Android and then insert that into either a Vine or a Snapchat. You have to take it in the program. So Instagram lets you do a video that you've already taken like it does with photos, it'd be genius.
You can cut it down and stuff.
Be great.
But there's a reason they don't do that, is they don't want people uploading a whole bunch of irrelevant stock video. They want it to be now. This just happened.
Live in the
and
now.
If you allow people to upload videos that happened 10 years ago, you're ruining the whole positioning of what the product is, which is when a video comes up on Vine or on Snapchat, you know it was just recorded.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just recorded.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Not even an hour ago. Just recorded.
Well, sure. You could spend all day making one.
I guess.
You just.
But the minute you finish it.
That's frustrating, yeah.
Once you hit send, it's received, and that's when you can see it.
Sure,
right then.
Right.
Not
but how am I supposed
ago.
To do my Throwback Thursday video?
On Facebook.
Yeah.
I get on Facebook.
No, people aren't using Facebook as much anymore.
No, they're not. You know what people are using as much anymore?
What?
The iPad. The LA school system, the second largest in the U.S., has just announced that every student in the L.A. school district will be given an iPad.
Every student?
Oh, my God. I wish I owned a pawn shop in L.A. right now.
Every student?
Every single student. Wow. They're starting out with And 31,000 iPad. The school district. 31, well, Kelly, the taxpayers
pay. I know, but I know what I pay in property taxes, and yeah. I know.
Okay, hold on, before you get all.
I'm just asking.
All right, well, listen.
That's a lot of money.
Let me tell you why it's not a lot of money, okay? They're buying 31,000 of them to start, but the school district has 640,000 students. So they're giving more than 500,000 kids an iPad, and that is going to cost a lot of money, $30 million. But what are they saving over the years on textbooks?
Books, baby.
And I think part of this deal is Apple will be providing the textbooks preloaded on the iPad for free.
Perfect.
So the kids are going to carry those iPads with them throughout their school careers?
I think they check them in and check them out each day.
It's like, but they haven't like textbooks.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to take them home.
I think that's right.
And how do you study?
You
have to take them home.
You have
homework,
to study.
Yeah, that's true.
And then if you lose it, you got to pay for
there
it.
There was something about learning and being able to highlight and read and put marks that...
I can do all that.
You can do it on the iPad.
It just wasn't the same. I mean, I
but
was
we
in
didn't
a
come up
college
like that,
generation.
You know?
I did in college.
But the iPad, if you come up with the iPad and you don't know any other way, you know, for me, it might not work as well.
Yeah, because you never had a textbook. Yeah. And think about, this is a lesser problem, but still a significant one, the book bags that kids have and the back problems that those are creating. And, you know, and now when you just have one little device that weighs less than a pound, it's got...
You get made fun of for having the backpack on wheels because it's nerdy.
Yeah, it's got the equivalent of like, you know, 60 pounds of books in there.
The book bag people are going to be PO'd.
It doesn't help the book bag people.
Yeah, sorry, LL Bean.
Yeah,
but it does help the people that make the skins and the protective covers for the iPad.
Yeah.
Because now there's going to be 640,000 iPad. I mean, that's a huge contract for Apple to win.
Right.
LA School District. But already schools are using the iPad to the tune of 10 million students who have been given iPads. Not who bought them. 10 million students across the country are using the iPad.
You know what this does eliminate? When my son was in fifth grade, he got...
Had you met him?
Yes,
okay.
I had, actually.
All right.
Good.
All right.
He got a textbook that I used. We went to the same school.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, not while he was going to school. I wouldn't go into school.
He was just
still
a grade behind.
But,
man, the plight of the lower middle class kid. I was there having to buy, you know, a lot of my friends had the shiny new textbook. Their parents didn't care about spending $27 on the book. But for me, I had a budget, and I had to go find the most ratty, tore up, highlighted version of the book. And they'd be like, today we're studying chapter 8. And I'm like, I don't have that one.
You know, I wouldn't realize it.
So your son got your book?
He got my actual book. You know how you can get the edge of the book and you write your name on it, like in a little marker?
Yeah. I bet it was like brand new.
And he got
never been opened.
Yeah, and the teacher really had a lot of pride and said, this was your dad's book. You
one
know?
Of Al's adult magazines is in there.
Yeah.
Hope it works out better Dolly for you than it did for your dad.
you know it's Al's book because it looks brand new except the corners are chewed up.
Yeah, never been used.
All he did was chew on them.
Every 100 pages it says Al Mac plus Tanya. Al Mac plus Stacey.
Yeah. Right. Right. All right, let's get to the Billboard Top 5, find out what's hot right now, because Kanye's album's out. Oh, I'll answer that later. somebody get that?
Put him on hold, please. We're busy right now.
Go ahead and answer the 50s phone back there. Must Be Nice Guy coming up on Kid Craddock in the Morning. But right now, Billboard Top 5, let's do it.
One, two, three, four. The Billboard Top 5 on Kid Craddock in the Morning.
And let's get started with the 5 best-selling albums this week, starting with... Florida Georgia Line.
I'm over this song.
The album's called Here's to the Good Times. And just in case you wonder if The Voice, you know, if it's worth it for artists to appear on The Voice, they made it back into the top 5 after being on The Voice night before last. Yeah. They haven't been in the top 5 for 3 weeks, and then The Voice puts them on, and they're right back in there. So that's number 5. At number 4 this week, and this is a surprise because I thought this band had packed it up and gone home, but apparently they haven't. Big Time Rush comes out of the box with 35,000 copies sold. Their new album, 24/7, the singles like Nobody's Around.
35,000.
So their TV show came back on, and they're going on tour this summer with Victoria Justice. So big summer tour for them.
And they list as their influences Alt-J. Who just said Alt-J does? Cody Simpson?
Probably.
That said that he loved Alt-J.
Uh-huh.
So their influences are Alt-J, 2 Chainz, and Ed Sheeran.
2 Chainz?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a diverse group.
Yeah, Big Time Rush. The new album is out today. It's already sold 35,000 copies. At number 3, and boy, he's still on here after all these weeks.
J2.
The 2020 Experience. Justin Timberlake. Kanye's new album, Yeezus, expected to sell 500,000 copies in the first week. But that's not going to do anything to JT's first week. His album sold 968,000 copies in its first week. I follow JT on Twitter, and he tweeted about James Gandolfini. He said, "Really, though, this James Gandolfini passing is so sad. My heart goes out to his family in this time. R.I.P., rest in peace, taken too soon." So Justin apparently was a James Gandolfini fan. The number 2 album in America right now is Daft Punk, Get Lucky. Random Access Memories is the name of the album. It sold another 50,000 copies this week.
This album's so good. I think I burned myself out on this song. I said it was my summer jam, but I played it 1,000 times in a row.
Yeah, I'm kind of done with it, too.
No.
No, I mean, I could. That's what I do with songs, though. I play them over and over and over until I'm worn out.
Well, see if you like the second single. I know, if you have the album, you already know it, and I do, too, but a lot of people haven't heard it. Not sure they're going to have as much success with this one.
Yeah.
It's good. This album's great.
Yeah, it's a good album.
Back to the first single, though. How come Pharrell still looks like he's 25?
I know. What's
back
he doing?
Crack,
what's that
baby
guy doing?
This is the guy from The Strokes.
This
did
guy
this
is,
song.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. Never Be in Love Again. Is that what it's called?
No, it's called Instant Crush.
Yeah, I think it's...
Cool.
Strokes guy.
If I gave you, if I gave each of you 100 chances to name the number one album in the country... I think you would exhaust all 100.
Really?
Yeah, there's no way. You're not going to get it. You're just not going to get it.
Is it a now? That's what I call
it. Why don't we see if you can figure it out?
Okay, is it a country?
We get 100, so that's 25 guesses each.
Ask me yes or no questions around the room. Okay. If you get a yes, you ask a second question, okay?
Is it a country artist?
No.
Is it a solo artist?
Not a Kelly. No.
Is it a black artist?
No.
Is it a compilation or soundtrack?
No.
Hmm.
JC.
Is it a male?
No.
Well, it's not a solo artist.
It's not a solo artist.
Okay.
So is it an American band?
Yes.
Oh.
So I get a yes.
Okay.
Is it an older, like a best of hits? Is it like
a reissue?
A
remastered.
No.
Okay. Is it a band that has been in existence for over 10 years?
Yes.
Is it a band from...
Why don't you continue with that?
Oh, I was.
You just got 10 years.
Okay. All is right. It a band that's been in existence for over 20 years?
Yes.
Is it a band that's been in existence over 30 years?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I've never got three this questions is sort right of before.
Rolling Stones?
No,
is that's
it
British.
A band that's been in existence over 40 years?
Yes.
American.
Whoa. Okay, I'm out of questions.
So then,
is Aerosmith on your CD?
43 years they've been waiting for a number one album.
Is it a bird?
43 years they've been... So no
I
number
seem
ones.
To remember reading it, but I'm just drawing a blank.
It's not a bird, but they may have eaten one.
Ozzy.
There you go.
He's
oh,
British.
Wow.
Black Sabbath.
Yeah, they're British.
That's not
you
American.
Asked me artist,
I said, is it an
solo
American
artist.
Band? I asked if it was an American band. You said yes.
Oh, well, there's two Americans in the band.
Okay.
Does that not count?
Black Sabbath.
Does that not count? There's Americans in the band?
See, that threw me.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Then
Black
I messed
Sabbath.
That up.
All right.
So
I know Ozzy and Bill Ward are from England, but I thought the other two guys were from the States. So I didn't know if it was a British band or not.
It's a mix.
Okay. So Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath, the number one album in the country.
Is this the end of the beginning?
Let me answer that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. How come we can understand him better when he's singing?
Yeah.
I know, right?
Beginning of the end.
Totally.
Clear.
Yeah.
I'm dancing to this right now. I'm dancing my butt off.
It's just like people that have that stuttering thing when they talk, but they don't when they
sing.
They're considered a British rock. A British rock.
I am Iron Man. Da, 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 da. There's my Black Sabbath entire catalog of knowledge.
Yeah.
Right there.
More than I got.
Black Sabbath, the new album sold 155,000 copies.
Wasn't that shocking?
More than three times more than the number two artist.
Yeah.
Three times more. Wow. Black Sabbath.
Who would have thought?
Who's buying Black Sabbath?
He'll go out and have a drink tonight.
Yeah, right? Let's hope not. He just moved back home.
Yeah.
With Sharon. Give him a break.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We're back on Kid Craddock in the Morning, and still to come on the show, we got a lot of... Oh, I wonder if that's... I bet that's him. Yeah.
Oh, Al, will you mind running to the deli?
I might as well.
Yeah, since he might not talk to you.
Bacon or something. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys get excited when...
Not at all.
When must be done? Or this is kind of annoying. What is it? What are you thinking?
I think for Al, it's just, why is he here?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Oh,
hey,
hi.
Must be nice guy.
Hi, guys.
Hey, must be nice guy.
Hey, I'm a big fan of the show, you know.
Yeah, I heard.
Happy anniversary.
What anniversary is this?
Well, it was 2 years ago today that I called in for the very first time. Remember,
are you kidding?
You guys were somewhere exotic, maybe the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. Or
it'd be your anniversary.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and I called in and told y'all how much I love you and how it must be nice to be you guys.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Well, most of us.
Thanks for taking my call. I know you guys are really busy this morning listening to what Kid says. Mm-hmm. It must be hard to do that show every day. Must be nice to be paid for what you say.
It is.
Talk and be paid for it.
Well, I'm happy just sitting here listening to what Kid says.
I'm putting in extra hours at the urine factory right now.
Oh, still working
out. I'm glad you got a job.
Well, I'm saving up to buy a car seat for my car, you know.
Really?
Oh, you got a baby?
No, I don't have a baby. I just have a car that doesn't have no seats in it.
You have a car.
I drive standing up.
Okay.
Must be nice having a car.
Well, it's more of a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Anyway,
shout out. Yeah.
It's not easy squatting like that all the time. Well, maybe easy for you, Jenna, but not for the rest of us.
Sometimes you just gotta go, kid.
Yeah.
To Mr. Me Nice Guy.
Do you guys have seats in your limos?
Well, I don't have a limo.
Oh, yeah. The last time we got that one we could all sleep on, it was so big.
Jenna, do you even have a car? I picture you just riding to work every day on a float, you know, doing that pageant wave as you come in.
You know me so well. I do have a car, actually.
Throwing candy to the homeless along the way. Must be nice to have a float.
Gotta get back.
Yeah. Hi, JC.
Hey, buddy.
How's the Latino baby maker in the Southwest doing?
Yeah, he's doing fine.
Still single-handedly making mixed babies across the region?
Just one more and we're done, yeah.
Do you have a good Father's Day in your mansion made by Mercedes-Benz and furnished by Rolls-Royce?
I don't have any of that, but I spent it by myself.
Hey, can I ask you a question? I was wondering about this, talking to some friends. That's why I don't have any friends, but I was thinking about this.
Okay.
I hope it's not too personal. Do you ever take off your underwear and just a bunch of 20s and 100s fly out of your butt?
Why would that?
Well,
I don't know.
I'm just figuring everything else is so perfect for you.
Yeah, I wish.
Probably have a money butt.
Hadn't had since I stripped.
You don't have money butt?
No.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, must be nice guy.
How's the love expert doing this morning?
She's fine.
Know everything about love.
I do.
Hey, can I do one?
Sure.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert. Can I borrow your free Lexus? Love you. Must be nice guy.
See, I don't know what to say to that because Kid didn't leave me my script before he left the room.
Kelly, it must be nice to be so sarcastic and keep your job.
Mm-hmm.
You sure do sound smart when you do that news, though. So can I ask you a question? Because I think you're the smartest one.
You go right ahead.
Do you think the government has been listening to the voices in my head?
I would hope so. Because I think you might be getting a phone call pretty soon.
I know what that means. I did.
Well, what'd you say in your head?
Hi, Jenna.
Hey, must be nice guy.
How's the hookup queen of morning radio doing?
Haven't hooked up since maybe April. I can't remember.
In your dreams, meaning you dream about Leonardo DiCaprio a lot, don't you?
I hook up with plenty of people in my dreams.
I know what that means you did. It's catchphrase sweeping.
Yeah, it is.
I heard you got drunk and went dress shopping at Neiman Marcus.
I did. I didn't know you could carry alcohol around the store.
Must be nice to be able to stumble around a high class store like that and buy everything your side boob knocks over, huh?
You bring it, you buy it.
You there, Big Al?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I wasn't expected or anything, was it?
No, not at all. Never gets old. Yeah. Never gets old. Must be nice.
Now, more of Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We talk about Big Al riding his bike. He suffered a serious cycling injury yesterday.
Oh, it's
when the seat fell off his bike.
It's terrible.
It didn't break in half, Al, from your enormous butt?
I put a picture of the broken seat on my Facebook, but I mean, I just literally...
I thought you were going to say on your face.
Damn near. Yeah. I sat on it, and I hit a bump. And the seat just broke. The pole holding up the seat just broke.
The pole broke.
And then the tire gave you a tire wedge.
Aren't they set to withstand, like, I've heard you could put an actual cruise ship on top of one of those poles and it wouldn't
break.
Seriously,
the guy I'm riding with told me it was made out of some type of titanium or something that airplanes are made out
fancy
of.
Fancy pants.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. I'm like, how did my butt
break titanium?
Break something that they make airplanes with.
Titanium has no chance against a butt like yours.
Kid, that could be the new campaign. Yeah. If you see someone tweeted, Al, you're putting too much butt on the seat.
Yeah. I love our listeners. I do have to compliment you, though, because last week we talked about how you got roped into this 25-mile ride.
Yeah.
And we're constantly hearing about things that you're planning on doing and then hearing why you didn't do them.
Well, I never do, yeah.
But you did it.
I did it. I've done it twice now. I'm doing
25 miles.
I do it on Wednesday at noon and then Saturday morning at 9.
Man,
so
I didn't really need the schedule there, but that's cool to have it.
I want to get a bike now.
Now I know. Now I know if I ever need to reach you.
Yeah.
Don't do it on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Saturday okay.
Morning, yeah.
Who? I noticed you have a kid sitting next to you.
This is my buddy. This is Bray.
He's not yours, is he?
He's not. Am I your dad?
He's too good looking.
Yeah. Talk right up on the mic.
No.
I'm not your dad. All right. Good answer.
You know how I can tell? Because his glasses actually have lenses in them.
Yeah. They have lenses, but they're just clear.
Yeah. What's your name?
Bray.
How old are you, Bray?
14.
See?
Turned 14.
Don't shave years off, dude.
How long you been 14?
For a couple months now.
Couple months. It's pretty cool to be 14, isn't it?
Yeah. Getting used to how it feels. Yeah.
Well, let me find out why you're here. I think this is your mom over here, right? Hi, what's your name?
My name is Misty.
Hi, Misty. Who's your husband? Maybe that's not your husband.
That's like a brother or
a
cousin.
You can't be assuming stuff like that, Kid Craddock.
This is John.
Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Well, you know what? I'll be at the wedding when you two. All right.
Oh,
see,
yeah,
I can take anything and make it awkward, can I? I'm great at it. All right.
Bro, your mama's.
I even forgot your name now.
Misty.
All right. All right, Al, quit talking about how hot Bray's mom is.
Talking to Bray.
Does that offend you?
No.
Yeah. Good. Okay.
Yes.
You're pretty much the cool hip mom, though. I see you've got you got kind of an ombre working, and then you've got the colored.
Well, when Bray was diagnosed with this Hodgkin's lymphoma, he decided to do the color purple for his theme.
Oh, wow.
So my sister-in-law does hair, and so we put a little.
So that's for Bray.
It is for Bray.
The color purple. Tell me the distinction of that. What's that mean?
He just likes purple.
It's his favorite color. Okay, cool.
So is Justin Bieber's favorite color purple.
So you said when Bray was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And how long has that been? Bray, you can answer if you want. How long has that been since you got diagnosed? Or mom can help. Either way.
Yeah. It's been a long time, huh?
He got sick in October, and they diagnosed him late January.
Late January.
Mm.
Can you tell us what that is, Hodgkin's?
Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah, tell us what it is.
Bray was born with caudal regression syndrome.
With what?
Caudal regression syndrome.
Caudal regression syndrome.
And kidney failure.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
and when your kidneys don't develop properly, you don't grow in size.
Right.
So he's not the size of a typical 14-year-old boy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. And so he had a kidney transplant when he was 2.
Oh, my
gosh.
He
received his dad's.
Wow.
Wow. You got your dad's kidney when you were 2?
Yes, sir.
Man.
He's been through 40 surgeries.
40?
40.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And then this came about, and about 2 years ago, he developed the EBV virus, and it just took over. And
these are things, conditions I've never heard of. Isn't that crazy?
As
many kids trips as we've been on, I think we've taken everything, and here's something new.
I know about this.
Here's something new, Bray.
Yeah. Hodgkin's is a pretty common form of cancer for kids. Hodgkin's, they call it the good Hodgkin's as opposed to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is somehow called the bad Hodgkin's, but neither one is anything you'd wish on anybody.
No.
So
no.
Why is Bray here today?
He asked me when he got diagnosed. We were in Fort Worth, and there was a couple of things that he wanted to get to do, and one was to come meet you guys because we've been listening to y'all since he was 2. Especially the he remembers when he was little, the Poulot sand.
Oh yeah, the mommy test.
Yeah, we have to give you, we got a whole CD of that we can give
you. We bought the CD and now we can't find it.
We'll give you another one. I have a feeling we've got plenty in the closet.
Mommy. Mommy.
Yes,
mommy.
Yes, Poulot sand.
Do you think maybe we could combine a CD to give this guy break because he's my friend now?
I'll be happy to give him my copy so I never have to hear from you again.
I have a question about Bray.
Sure.
Why did you and Daddy get divorced?
What does that have to do with Bray, honey? We can talk about that later in therapy.
Mommy, you said that all people that are going to heaven go to church every Sunday. How come we never go to church?
Well, I go not every Sunday.
And that's why we stopped the mommy test.
Yeah.
Right there. You like that bit, huh, Bray?
Yes.
You that's like cool. See me squirm, Bray.
That's cool.
I thought you had my back.
Did you bring something, Bray?
So what stage are we in, if I may ask, with this?
Stage 4.
Stage 4. And so have you done chemo and radiation?
Not radiation, but chemo.
Just chemotherapy?
Yes.
How yucky is that?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Pretty yucky, yeah. Are you over getting sick afterwards, or you still do?
A little bit. I still get the symptoms of chemo.
The nausea.
But the more you do it, you kind of get used to it, don't you? It's like, it's not that bad, or it's never good. It's never like candy.
No.
No, yeah. When was your last time to do chemo? Has it been recently?
About a month ago.
About a month ago?
Probably.
Are you able to go to school, Bray?
Yes.
Yeah? Every day?
Yes.
Awesome.
But it's out for summer, and guess where he has to go tomorrow?
Where?
Back to the hospital.
Oh, no way.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, what do you like to do when you're not in school and in the hospital? What are your favorite things to do?
I like to...
Come on, hobbies.
He likes football.
Play with my bulldog.
I don't know. Oh, bulldog. That hat. That hat means something, doesn't it?
Yeah, you got a DC hat on. You skate?
No. I just like Rob Dyrdek a lot.
Oh, yeah. You like Rob Dyrdek?
Yes.
The skateboarder.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay. I mean, he's no Ryan Sheckler.
He's no Tony Hawk.
Yeah. You know who Ryan Sheckler is?
No.
You've never heard of him?
No.
Well, let me get a picture for you.
Because nobody compares.
Grab that off the printer there, will you? Just sitting right there on top of the printer.
You printed a picture of Ryan Sheckler?
Yeah. Let me see.
Right next to his
picture. I was going to show up. See, I heard that you were a boarder because you were wearing a skateboard hat. So I thought I could impress you with a picture of me and Ryan Sheckler.
No, we've never heard of Ryan Sheckler, so.
You don't know who he is?
We should have cut and pasted Rob Dyrdek.
Give him a picture of you and Ed Sheeran, because that would be impressive.
Do you have a skateboard?
I did, but I fell too many times.
You fell too many times?
It's hard.
That's why I don't do it either. Yeah. Right.
Well, it sure would be cool to give you one. Can you hang on a second?
Sure.
Kid just walks off during the show from time to time.
He just leaves us to just wing it.
If you look at that picture, you'll see there's a picture there of a skateboard. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yeah. And you see the back of it here?
Yes, sir.
This is the official Sheckler board that was never released.
Really? Okay?
Yeah. And he signed it to me on the front, on the back, and I've signed it to you on the front.
Oh,
and
cool.
I want you to have this. It says, Bray, I want to see a video of you riding this.
Okay.
No.
Now, let me tell you what
Mom is so excited.
let me explain to Mom what
grass.
My secret is to be a great skateboarder.
It's green screen.
Never put wheels on it.
And stand in front of a green screen.
Yeah, it has no wheels on it, so this is totally safe. So you can make videos, put it on the ground like that, and just as long as you shoot it right, nobody can tell it doesn't have wheels on it.
Well, that's how guys start learning how to do tricks.
Is it?
They do it without the wheels. And
that's how I learned.
Learn how to do an ollie and all that good stuff.
I'd fall and break my butt in a second.
I know.
Yeah.
I'd fall off a skateboard with no wheels on it. That's how bad I am.
Will you take this as a gift from me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Will you make sure that gets up on his wall or something? It's kind of a big deal. Maybe you should Google Ryan Sheckler. It's kind of a big deal.
You don't have to sell us on it. I think he brought something for you, kid.
No way.
Yeah, he brought you a gift.
You didn't have to bring me a present.
There you go, dude.
Why'd you bring me a present? Oh.
Yeah, and why didn't you bring me a present?
Or me.
That's the bigger question.
Let me explain something on that. You see where I wrote on the skateboard? Where I wrote on it? You see the bottom? I put that symbol on there. I'm a terrible artist, but that is the international symbol for cancer survivors right there. So you knew that, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. I didn't know if you could tell what it was because I'm such a bad drawer.
Yeah.
I'm the worst drawer.
I'm going to try, though.
Oh, it's a ribbon.
Yeah, it's a ribbon. Yeah.
See, I could tell what it was, so you're not that bad.
You need some help opening that, dude. We don't have all day.
Yeah.
You should use your toenails.
Okay, it's a bag full of cash. Wait a minute. Bray, are you in the Mexican drug cartel?
No.
Oh, shout out. Okay, which one are you in, dog? Are we in the same one?
Hold on. Look at this.
What in the world?
Oh, oh wow.
Dang.
What's that from, Bray?
This looks like Al going out on a Friday night.
You've been making it rain, Bray?
Wow. And then there's a check at the bottom for another 100. How much money is this?
$2,700.
What in the world?
How did you
get all that money?
We did a fundraiser in Idaloo in my party to fundraise for kids' trip.
You did
Aww,
not.
Yes, that was sir. From your birthday party?
A trip you're not going on. You raise money so other kids who are sick can go on a trip.
Yes, sir.
You're right. The best kid ever.
That's Thank awesome, you. Dude.
Give me a high five.
That was very sweet.
That's awesome, bro.
I'm not mad at you anymore for not bringing me a present because yes, that was very sweet.
How lucky are you to have a kid like this?
I'm blessed. Extremely blessed.
Don't you think that part of his sensitivity and part of who he is because he's had struggles and because he's had adversity? And so many kids today don't have any adversity, and so they end up being bratty and spoiled. And
absolutely. Now, Bray has his moments where...
Yeah.
Oh, they all do.
Hey.
Bray, is there anything you want to apologize to mom
for? Very annoying too, right?
Sorry, Mom, that I always get mad at you for when I don't get what I want.
That's awesome.
You know what? I'm going to say a prayer right now that you always get what you want. Mm-hmm. I hope you do. This is one of the nicest things ever. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And with this $2,000, that means...
$3,000?
$3,000?
Yeah, 3.7.
Huh?
It's about $1,000 per
$3,700.
Yeah.
$2,700. It's almost $3,000.
Okay. If it's $2,700, then you have essentially paid for an entire family of four to go to Disney World.
Pretty much.
How Thank cool you. Is that, dude?
How yes, great is that? Give it up for him.
Awesome.
Yay, Brett. Always great to have you guys here. Thank you so much for coming in, and please keep us updated on Bray's progress.
Thank you for having us
and
here.
I know people always say that meaningless... trite statement. If there's anything we can do, but I hope you know when we say it, there's stuff we can do, and we mean it. So if there's anything we can do, please let us know. All right?
Thank you.
Okay. Bray, great to meet you.
Great to meet you, too.
Yeah. Hope you have a
so
great
Bray,
day.
So, Bray, were we everything you thought we'd be?
I look different, but...
Oh, yeah? What did you think
yeah?
we look like?
Oh, yeah.
I like this one.
What were you expecting?
What did you think? Each go through each person, Bray.
He came all the way down here
Why
to meet us.
Why do you have to ruin this now?
No,
I asked him, kid, if he had seen our television show. I was explaining why all the cameras are in here, and he didn't know that we were on TV. He's only listened to the morning shows, so I don't think he's seen us before. So enlighten us, Bray. What did you think Big Al looked like?
Bray, before you answer, I've got a couple of quick 20s here for you if you say I look good. Yeah.
I don't.
I'm right here, Doug.
Just everybody looks different than you thought, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Better than you thought, right,
yes,
Bray?
Yes.
We didn't think you look different than we thought. We didn't think you'd be so dang handsome. You know?
What do you think about Kelly's weave?
I work this weave.
Listen, great to have you guys here. Thanks again. Oh, she's over there taking pictures. Okay, Mom. You guys can hang out as long as you want, and we'll put together a little bag for you, some stuff to take back with you, okay? All right. Give it up for Bray, everybody.
Yay!
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Kid Craddock in the morning. It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yeah, y'all.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
I'm not familiar with this publication, The Military Times, but I got to think they have better things to do than determine if Cap'n Crunch is a real captain or not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Really?
They got to call out frauds, kid.
He's a cap'n, as far as I'm concerned.
They say that Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch, and who knew he had a first and middle name?
That's the first I've heard of it.
Well, Horatio? He's Mexican?
He's saluted kids for 50 years. And he's not actually a captain. They got this from the stripes on his sleeve that would indicate that he's actually a commander, not a cap'n.
Well, I just thought he was a thug. I thought it was Cap'n Crunch. Like, he'd go around cap'n people.
So it's popping a Cap'n Crunch.
That's what I thought.
Man, what happened to the Crunch Berries in Cap'n Crunch?
Oh, you know what, Kelly? I'm so betrayed right now, they're probably not even real Crunch Berries.
Why do they even bother making any other variety except for Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berry? Because...
Kelly, don't you get it? He's not even a cap'n. Those aren't real Crunch Berries. They're not picking him off the Crunchberry tree.
There's not a Crunchberry tree?
No. He's some lowly commander faking us all out with his Crunchberries.
Oh, man, I would eat Cap'n Crunch with Crunchberries until my mouth bled. I don't know what they put in Crunchberries, but they tear your mouth up like little razor blades.
Because they're poison.
Well, they're Kelly, not.
I would stop before it got to that point.
Yeah, no, you can't stop. It's like I just have to keep eating them.
That's why I'm coming out with my own cereal. It's much more truthful. It's called Commander Crunch with Razor Blades.
Has Cap'n Crunch had had anything to say in response to this accusation?
Actually, Kelly, he has, and this has been a PR nightmare for Quaker Oats. This is worse than when they grabbed the wig off the guy on the Quaker Oats box.
Can't be doing that.
That was, and he had a huge mohawk. That was terrible. But yeah, they have responded. The captain has his own Twitter account.
Oh, good.
And the captain tweeted this. Of course I'm Cap'n Crunch. It's the crunch, not the clothes, that make a man.
Damn right, Cap'n.
Hashtag paid my dues.
Some poor little stupid intern was forced to post that.
Yeah. Isn't this your favorite cereal, though?
I actually had it this morning.
Really?
But it's not my favorite cereal.
Okay.
What is?
I can't get enough Super Crisp. Can't get enough Super Sugar Crisp. That's my favorite
cereal. That's your favorite?
Yeah. Can't get enough. Can't get enough Super Sugar Crisp.
You know I'm not giving back this box of Cap'n Crunch, right? that smell is so familiar.
Wow. I've never wanted you less. That's saying something.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast.
A condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.